Developers are looking at St. John's Lansdowne Plaza to be the site of a new mixed residential and commercial development featuring three buildings up to six stories in height as a part of the city's ongoing North End neighbourhood plan. The proposal was considered at the city's PAC, Planning Advisory Committee, meeting on Tuesday, July 21st, and is designed to comprise a total of 267 residential units and commercial space. New committee chair Phil Como oversaw the committee's discussions, and city planner Roseanne George presented the staff recommendations in consideration of the required rezoning for the development to go ahead.
Let's move on to our first item, 145 Lansdowne Avenue, rezoning and variance application. The property is made up of existing parking lots behind 145 Lansdowne Avenue along Harrington and Sears Streets. The applicant is Mr. Rob LeBlanc, partner of Fathom Studio. The owner is Plaza Corporation Property Holdings Incorporated. Their request is for rezoning from general commercial to mid-rise residential and variance to increase density, increase height, and reduce setbacks. So I'll ask Roseanne George to come up with staff presentation.
The proposed zone is mid-rise residential, which is intended to accommodate a range of mid-rise and medium density residential developments. The public hearing date at the Common Council meeting will be held on 17th of August. Staff recommend that PAC approve the first two variances, which is to reduce the minimum lot area from the required 20,025 square meters, which would be essentially 75 square meters per unit, for an effective increase in density to allow 267 residential units, where otherwise only 207 would have been permitted. The second one, to increase the maximum building height of just building B from the allowed 21 meters, six stories, to 21.8. And to deny the last two variances, which is to reduce the side yard setback for building A from the required 4 to 3.82, and to reduce the side yard setback for building B from the 5 to 3.54 because of infrastructure concerns.
Property and Development Manager for Plaza Retail REIT, Doug Bannister, and Director of Planning at Architects Fathom Studio, Rob LeBlanc, presented the proposals to the committee.
As Roseanne said, we're looking to seek the rezoning of this lot. We've been sitting on for quite some time now, and it'd be nice to have something done with it. We've kind of exhausted the retail landscape in the North End. So this is the next viable option. And I think it fits well with the plan that the city has for the residential and density.
In the context of your North End plan, this is really, I think, the first one that's out of the gate that would see the realization of that secondary plan that you guys have been working on for the last year. Plaza sees the continuation of the existing retail for some time into the future, but the opportunity to develop this first site, which is set as the potential future transit hub and a new mixed-use residential development. The site that we're looking at, the old Sears site, does have that grade change across it that we've got to deal with from Harrington down to the mall proper, about 8 meters in grade change. So we've had to develop a plan that takes into account those grade changes. A good portion of the parking is tucked in underground, and there's also a ground floor commercial space on the south end of building C. We've got a total of around 272 units at the 3.79 acres of the site. We've got the allowance for about 493, which is roughly 5,000 square feet of commercial. We've got indoor amenity space, about 6,000 square feet. And we have this very large open courtyards between buildings B and building C. We've got 147 surface parking, and we've got underground parking, roughly 170.
The rezoning was approved by the committee, and the proposal will go before Common Council on August 17th. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.